When Stephen Chu met with the Detroit Economic Club last Wednesday, the U.S. Energy Secretary didn't in so many words proclaim that the facility for rare isotope beams was suddenly off the table. But his remarks about taking care not to start more projects than the Fed can afford seared like a laser into the psyche of EFRIB's stakeholder community.
Chu is not one who drops comments casually, and that's what makes it so worrisome.
Michigan Democratic Senator Carl Levin is one of several members of the state congressional delegation who's rushing to EFRIB's defense. He says he'll keep the pressure on the Obama administration to keep the funding intact. Levin says Congress will know whether the White House values the project in a couple of weeks if it appears on the president's proposed 2013 budget.
If it doesn't, then the battle will go to Congress to have the funds appropriated anyway. We don't rubber stamp any administration budget request. That we always make changes in it. And if they leave out this facility, then we will fight to restore it.
Back in East Lansing, those working on the project remain undaunted. In fact, they're elated at the scope of the work that lies ahead. The nuclear accelerator to be built at MSU promises to find more isotopes, elements whose atomic nucleus contains a unique neutron signature than scientists yet know about. It's a little like the Hubble Space Telescope, which has found planets outside our own solar system because its lens is positioned in deep space.
We're coming to the bounds of what kind of science we can do.
Jill Berryman is a beam physicist at MSU's National Superconducting Cyclotron Laboratory.
But what EFRIB will provide is a further reach. We can access new isotopes that we've never studied before, and we can just do a lot more science.
But that's later. Right now, the backhoes are making the breakthroughs, right through a lot of dirt. Just outside is this large tract of land that borders Wilson and Vogue Streets on the MSU campus. The crews here have dug a tunnel about 15 feet deep, and they're pouring a concrete foundation so they can reroute the steam pipes. The civil construction will span the next 2 years. The technical equipment will be installed in 2013 or 2014. Project manager Thomas Glossmacher says that will require a lot of manufacturing savvy.
And luckily, we are in Michigan, a state that has to have extensive manufacturing capability. So altogether, we have hired about 100 people in addition to the 400 we already had. And eventually, we will need to hire another 200 people. And so those folks will design, build, and operate EFRIB.
Glossmacher has searched around the world to attract the right talent. At the same time, he says, EFRIB is helping to plug the brain drain that's plagued Michigan for decades. Case in point, Jill Berryman. She grew up in Michigan and attended Hope College in Holland. She graduated with her doctorate from MSU, but California's siren call lured her away for her postdoc. Then along came EFRIB.
We were very happy in Berkeley, and they offered us permanent jobs, which was very tempting, but we came back to Michigan for EFRIB. So we really love Michigan, and we really want to see EFRIB built here.
Certainly, everyone involved with the project wants to see the dollars come into and the discoveries come out of Michigan. The federal budget process unfolds this spring. For now, contractors in Michigan will keep fitting the pipes as our congressmen in Washington fight for the pipeline. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Kevin Lavery with Reworking Michigan.